Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment, empowering you. That's what we're going to do. Magical engineer Frankie ready. He's ready. I'm ready. We have a great show, and thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We're going to be talking about your viruses and your immune system cells, give you some insights there. We got a quack report. Frank, we got a quack report. And before we move on to all that great stuff, got to do our devotional. So big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. Mine in the time, it grows short. And we're in Isaiah 25, and it says, "And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God, and we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him, and we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation." That's right. We're all waiting on the Lord. He's coming soon. And the invitation to seek the Lord's face, make him the Lord of your life, repent and confess your sins, it has an expiration date. Why do you want to tempt fate? I mean, it's going to be a lot easier. It's going to be a lot easier to deal with what's coming with your head still on your shoulders. So make way for the Lord. He is coming, and hope you are a child of God when he gets there. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, there's a chemical list. They, lo and behold, saying there's toxic ingredients in your average cosmetics. I think we kind of knew this, but they say personal care products contain a lot of heavy metals like aluminum, arsenic, calcium, chromium, iron, lead, mercury, and they've been found in a wide variety of your personal care products that include even eye drops, eyeliners, foundations, lipsticks, nail colors, sunscreens, whitening toothpaste. This is according to the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics. They did some analysis. Some of them, they say, are intentionally added to the ingredients, while others are just plain contaminants. So research has linked exposure to these types of ingredients affects your immune system, your nervous system, and your reproductive system. Toxic chemicals in your cosmetic, not good for you. All right, moving along in the quacker. Do you like coffee, Frank? I can't have coffee. It makes me too jittery, you know. Never have been able to. I can drink a little decaf, but I can't do regular. Just makes me too nervous. Well, they say in coffee lovers will gain 1,000 steps a day, probably because of the caffeine, but they get less sleep each night. This is a New England Journal of Medicine report. Some pluses and downsides to having a cup of joe out there. They showed that people lost 36 minutes of nightly sleep on the days they drank coffee, and the more coffee they drank, the less sleep they get. Research also looked at the coffee's effect on your heart palpitations. That's the other thing. When I have coffee, my heart likes to race, so I didn't. That's just can't do it. But that's a common experience, they say, from drinking coffee. The study also found that healthy men and women that drink coffee, most of them didn't have the common palpitations or the arterial fib issue. So it's only a few people, I guess, that have that. Well, I'm one of them. So health authorities warn that this could be of a side effect to drinking coffee. And if you got weak hearts, probably should avoid it. What did you say, Frank? Oh, he loves coffee. Organic dark espresso, Turkish ground. Well, I'm glad you like it, Frank. Have a cup for me. All right, last but not least in the quack report, some things in your herbal medicine cabinet you may want to have, some things for wound care. We're going to do a brief list of nine here. Arnica is on the list. It's an herb that is used for trauma injuries. It doesn't break the skin, and it doesn't help. It helps with bruises, for instance, and sprains. So arnica is nice topically. Calendula is also on the report, recommended for things like diaper rash and treating cuts that are irritated. Comfrey root relieves pain and swelling, especially if you got a lot of bruising and swelling. Echinacea is effective at healing venomous bites. Well, I knew that. It's in our snake bite kit. Well, if medical attention, you can't get to it, you better have a backup, see. Plantain is on the list. They say it's great for burns, cuts, bites, and scrapes. It draws irritants out, so that's why it's wonderful. St. John's wort is on the list. It's good for spider bites or other venomous bites. It stops itching. I like chickweed for itching, too. That's helpful. So it's great for wound care. They say take the St. John's wort and infuse it with a little honey and apply it topically. Lavender oil, effective at healing a lot of venomous bites, burns, bruises. Tea tree oil, effective for as an insect repellent, also as an anti-inflammatory property to it. Also helps if you got really bad itchy skin. And yarrow is on the list, recommended to treat menstrual cramps and bleeding. So, herbs for the medicine cabinet. Can't go wrong with that. God says herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of nations. And there's a perfect example right there. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about viruses and immune system cells. You know, more people are kind of starting to kind of associate vaccines with negative outcomes. And they are seeing that vaccines do not really offer the benefits science says they have. So there have been numerous studies by science showing that vaccines suppress the immune system. And, you know, I've seen a lot of these reports. I know you probably haven't. But they say they can that these vaccines can harm the immune system, not just suppress it, but harm it. Yet, you know, healthcare professionals continue to use them. So more research is now showing vaccines, especially your viral vaccines, they tend to cause what is called T-cell exhaustion. So I thought we would check this out. This is a 2003 report from the World Health Organization. They were showing virus vaccines cause, quote, several issues. So one issue that they mentioned is it causes a, quote, wild type pathogenic viral strain. So it was mentioned in the report that live viruses were more virulent, and the report stressed that there's an importance of testing vaccines for this particular problem. They also were aware that combination of viruses in your vaccines increases the likelihood of creating pathogenicity strains or wild-type strains of viruses. Therefore, science is really aware that they are creating more virulent varieties of viruses with viral vaccine use. This is research now from your Cellular and Molecular Immunity Journal. This is recent, 2021. They showed that your viral vaccines harm the human immune system cells. In particular, the report states the CD4T and the CD8T immune cell that is supposed to neutralize pathogen threats or viruses, and but of course these cells become disabled when you get a virus vaccine. So not what you really want to hear, especially during a pandemic, and the treatment is a virus vaccine, and it makes the disease worse. All right, so they found that after the COVID treatment was given, that these immune cells were severely decreased. They called the occurrence immune cell exhaustion. They state that the long COVID is from the virus causing this problem, and science is trying to create more vaccines to reactivate these immune cells. But science blames the COVID virus for citing the broad spectrum of conditions associated with COVID. And we think that it's really maybe not the virus itself, but it's the treatment that's really causing the immune system failure here. So be aware of that. According to the research from Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, March 2023, the immune system cell failure is contributing to the cancer problem. Here's a quote from that report. Exhaustion is not only seen in cancer-fighting T cells, but it's also frequent in the setting of viral infections. Now you kind of know why people that got the shot get the cancer. It disabled their antibodies that fight cancer cells. All right. Well, so that's a problem. So let's look at maybe a solution here. We're going to look at what I call the cancer plant. And we're kind of referencing some research from Windsor Medical University in Quebec, Canada here. They discovered by accident dandelion root kills all known cancer cells. Now, let's talk about this plant, dandelion. It's almost like it's been designed by a master architect. Oh, yeah. God did that. So a lot of times architects will take a page from nature's book in designing beautiful structures. They call them biometrics. Now, if you look at the dandelion plant, it's structured in such a way it captures its advantage, the resources of the plant. So there are hundreds of dandelion species which grow in varied climates all over the world, Europe, Asia, North America. So, you know, God decided to make dandelion into this hardy plant growing about 12 inches high. So the leaves of your dandelion plant are smooth, sculptured, and notched, creating a deep groove or a funnel-like surface to transport more moisture to the root. The tall, majestic stem is crowned with this bright yellow flower, which opens and faces the sun in the morning and then closes again at evening. Now, the roots of the dandelion plant are brown, fleshy, and fragile, and some roots are harder than even tree bark, and some are soft and brittle under pressure. So inside the roots of the dandelion plant is this river of white, milky substance. And this substance does not taste like milk. It's quite bitter, and it has a unique aroma, sort of a sweet, flowery, nutty smell. And if you tasted it, it kind of tastes like that too. So if you are lucky to see an open field full of dandelion, it's this bright, yellow, cheery sight. So each plant of your dandelion has been used over thousands of years for various health conditions. Persia seems to have the earliest writings of using dandelion plants for medicinal purposes. The leaves have been used as a diuretic and to stimulate appetite, and often it was put into salads to also improve digestion. Now, the dandelion flower delivers antioxidants and helps the immune system. So the nutrition in your dandelion is probably why insects like your honeybees, wasps, and bumblebees, hornets, grasshoppers, fireflies, and butterflies, and even mammals like your deer and your rabbit and birds like golden finches, bobwhites, wild turkey, and sparrows, they will flock to this plant to partake of its hardy green properties. And mammals and insects will eat the leaf only, while most humans look at the dandelion as kind of a nuisance. Many are taking a second look now at this plant as a beneficial food source and also for immune protection. And many grocery stores will offer dandelion sprouts or greens for your salads. And dandelion is a pretty safe plant as it also offers antibacterial properties to the consumer. So in ancient times, the flower of the dandelion were used to make wine, and the roots were made into coffee-like beverages. Ooh, maybe I can have that kind of coffee, Frank. Yeah? Oh, Frank, did you say something? No. Okay. Have that cup of coffee for me there. All right. So it was used as an ancient medicine, and science is just now discovering its beautiful work in action. So in the ancient world, though, dandelion was used to improve digestion, liver function, to help purify the blood, reverse rheumatism, expel kidney stones, and more. And recently, medical research at the Windsor Medical University in Quebec, Canada, discovered its cancer-fighting benefits, and most natural healers know that the bitter herbs contain the organic compounds to help stimulate the body to heal itself. So dandelion has those bitter compounds called saponins and sequestrapine, and these are lactones. And one of the medicinal advantages dandelion offers is its abundance of minerals, more than in spinach. So according to the research chemist Mark Pedersen, dandelion, especially the root, has a very balanced mineral profile. It is high in beta-carotene, your vitamin A, which is stored in the liver. And dandelion has been known to assist with inflammation, muscle spasms, and fluid retention. So dandelion can accomplish that while it soothes the digestive tract and helps to balance gut flora because it contains inulin and pectin, which are mucilaginous-type compounds that soothes the smooth muscle of the digestive system. So if you plan to harvest some of your own dandelion, you can use it as a food source, and there are a few tips that will help make your experience more pleasant. For fresh spring salads, use the smaller tender leaves. You want to rinse them and add to your salad. The larger, older leaves will be tougher and will need to be steamed first. Now, you want to reserve the young and tender flowers of spring for teas and jellies and wines. And the rule of thumb is to harvest your dandelion root during frost-free periods of the fall when the bloom is gone and the nutrients have returned to the root. So you can clean the roots, and you can eat them raw, or you can dry them and powder them into what they were using as a coffee product. And, of course, your roots, you can use them for medicinal things. You can make a dandelion root tincture. If you're going to do that, you want to allow it to age for 30 days before you strain out and press. Now, if you want to learn how to make your own tinctures, you can pick up a copy of the Power Herbs book. It's on the powerherbs.com website, and it's a download, so it's not a hard copy book. So you have to have email, and you get a download link in your receipt. It's just $14.99, but it shows you how you can make your own tinctures in there. Now, if you want more recipes for dandelion tea or to make dandelion coffee, you can go to this website called naturesbeautysecrets.me and look for the dandelion, how to make dandelion stuff there. If you are on our newsletter list, this kind of information gets in the newsletter, and you can just click the link and get over there. Oh, the newsletters are free, so just go to thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and sign up for free. Newsletters are also delivered by email. So let's look at some of these dandelion secrets for a minute. So the folks at naturedetectives.org, they were telling us that the white sap of the dandelion that oozes from the dandelion stem can be used as invisible ink. And you cut the stem on an angle like a calligraphy pen, and the sap will drip out to be white. And then the sap, when it dries on your paper, what you were written tends to disappear. So it's like invisible ink. So there really, really is hardly any doubt that dandelion offers really some very wonderful benefits, and it also can have some cleansing benefits on top of it all. And this is why the American settlers would use the plant after a long winter of hearty meats and beans. So you'll often see dandelion in herbal cleansing formulas, and we also have more reasons why we need to cleanse more often these days than just in the spring. You can actually tap into God's perfectly engineered herbs for good health. That's what they're here for. The Bible says herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and God. So I trust in this medicine all the time, every day. And you're going to find a dandelion root tincture. It's an aged concentrate. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have it. And we also noticed in the natural healing area that when you pair your dandelion with an immune support herb like astragalus root, it magnifies the power of the dandelion. So you can do that if you want to add a little ginseng. Ginseng also gives the body more energy and stamina on a cellular level. So if you're healing and repairing, you can add a little ginseng, American or Siberian. So you'll find all those herbs at powerherbs.com. That's the folks at Apothecary Herbs. And you can also request their free catalog, which we're expecting the new one in about a week from today. So we're looking forward to the new one. Prices are changing in the new catalog. So now's the time to get what you need at the old pricing. And by the way, they're having a spring sale, so you can also benefit from the 25% off on top of that. Now, the sale is running through the 25th, so that will end on Saturday, this Saturday. So time is growing short if you want to take advantage of that. And the 25% applies to orders of $60 or more. So there's details online. You have to use the coupon code 23SPRING. You can also use that over the phone when ordering or put that on your order form and mail it in. Also, I want to say for those that are listening on shortwave, if you are listening to the message after the 25th, the folks at Apothecary Herbs will honor your coupon through the end of March if you're listening to a show on delay. So they've made exceptions for the folks at WWCR there. Give them a call at Apothecary Herbs and get your information, get your orders in. The number's 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And this is the spring sale, great time to cleanse. Spring and fall are always, I think, the best times to cleanse. You're getting, you know, all the winter stuff out of the system, and you're getting ready for this sunny summer. And then right before the hectic holidays, full of stress, you do some cleansing and, again, cleanse away all those things you don't want to hold on to. So cleanse and nourish, easy to do. And if you don't know how to do that, the folks at Apothecary Herbs are experts at that, and they help you learn how to do it and do it properly. So they got immune boosting, they got organ cleansing, they got metabolic strengthening, they got pandemic kits, heart attack packs, snake bite kits, kidney bladder cleanse kits, prostate kits. So treasure trove of medicinals, and they're all tools for you, and they're not hard to use at all. Gentle and effective, and very effective, and you can sleep good at night. So thepowerherbs.com. Okay, so we got a minute and before we got to go to break. And, you know, Tuesday we were talking about how they're building new pathogens. And we just did that segment on, you know, the combination viruses and vaccines creating new, basically, wild type of pathogens. So creating new versions of it, mutations, if you want to use that word. So they're creating, encouraging, provoking this to go on. So we were talking about how they're building new pathogens on Tuesday, but we ran out of time. So we're going to pick it up with the RNA, you know. So the RNA is considered a close chemical cousin to your DNA, and it is a code that is easily edited. So we are told an RNA edit of genes would manipulate genetics just temporarily for the purpose of, let's say, improving whatever it is science wants to accomplish. So the purpose and function of your RNA is to help regulate essential biological functions. RNA is made up of nucleic acids or nucleotides, and they are single strands of what is called polymeric molecules, and without them, biological functions will suffer. We're going to take a little break and more on this on the other side. Stay with us.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed.
These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Take all of your wasted on every little past frustration. Take all of your so-called problems. Better put them in quotation. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
I'm going to say it. Thank you, Frank. Great music. All right, we're talking about how science is building pathogens. We were talking about your RNA and DNA just before the break. So these RNAs are nucleic acids, single strands of what are called your polymetric molecules, and without them, your biological functions can suffer. So they help the DNA codes, and they help regulate or help with the expression of your genes. So the nucleotides are one of the 4 major macro mononucleus essentials, I guess is the word to say, for all your living cells to help function. So editing your RNA is just temporary, no big deal. You don't want to edit that. Not a plan. It's definitely not a plan. So think of your RNA as a traffic light that's regulating traffic flow. So with RNA editing, think of scientists setting up a roadblock to reroute traffic. So it regulates protein synthesis within your genetic code or your DNA. So your RNA helps link the DNA code together. The major functions of your RNA would be messengers, as it is transcribing genetic information for the DNA to use. Think if you are, let's say, receiving an encryption code and you wanted to decipher the code, the RNA translates the code for you. Also, it transfers sequences of nucleotides into amino acids for the cells to use with protein. And it's a binder. It offers binder sites for your genetic units to attach and then carry out sequences, and similar to links in a chain. So it's very important to have that, as you would guess. And if we don't have it, well, we're in a world of hurt. So another way you're looking at it is think of your RNA as sort of a mortar that holds bricks together, or the ingredients in gum that makes it chewable. So if you take away or change the mortar or the ingredients in gum, you're going to get a different result. And sometimes scientists are working on producing tailored guides for editing these genetic essentials. Here is a quote from Science in July 26. This is Journal of Science, 2019, July 26. They say, programmable RNA editing enables reversible recoding of RNA information for research and disease management. The editing of the RNA can involve fusing inactive targets. Okay, so if we're fusing something together, how can that not be reverse? How can that be reversible? Okay, so they go on to say, University of World News, they said in 2018, it is scientifically possible, but scientists and medical experts have chosen not to use the edit technology on human beings because of uncertainties, risks, and most importantly, the ethical problem that follows. Irreversible gene edits on human genes will irrevertibly become part of the human being pool, gene pool. So, yeah, so if they can't reverse an edit, all your ancestors are going to have that edit. See? All right, so I just think some of this information is, well, some information you shouldn't really have. It's like Pandora's box. So how do you get top scientists in the biomedical field to come work for you and unlock the hidden gene codes for the purpose of editing diseases and eventually humans? How do you do that? Well, you offer them financial benefits. So in China, it's called the Thousand Talents Program. So often, in the halls of science, research, and the public really don't hear the full story. So all of the public, you know, tends to hear really is about the groundbreaking research and stories of its success to improve our lives. Well, here is Feng Tsang, Chinese-American scientist, co-inventor of CRISPR gene editing tool. He said, one concern we have in the scientific community is that CRISPR gene edits can introduce accidental off-target mutations. He goes on to say, we've called for a global moratorium on the use of the technology for editing genes, especially on babies, for the risks outweigh the benefits, and I'm deeply concerned. End of quote. That's the inventor of the CRISPR machine. Wow. So this is kind of different than, you know, when a pathogen mutates. You know, that's disease editing. If a pathogen mutates on its own, this is a direct manipulation of infectious disease when it's edited instead of mutating on its own. So evolution is evolution, takes thousands of years. gene editing interrupts all that and can make things more lethal. Gene edits on diseases can make them more lethal, more virulent. However, the Kawakas of the world, remember that research guy, Kawaka? They're more interested in making a name for themselves, you know, patenting pathogens and making millions off their research, regardless of overall risk. So most universities are involved in some kind of genome engineering processes because of the potential for patents, Nobel Prize notoriety, and, of course, money. You know, with the notoriety. So the problem the world scientific communities are facing is that there is really no unified governing body, basically, to regulate all this and the gene editing experiments and to punish any scientists that violate ethics, you know, across the line. Here is Dr. Sang, a molecule biologist at MIT. He says, companies who want to work with anything other than microbes will have the financial benefits of licenses and patents. Royalties could be worth billions and resulting processes billions more. In 1983, Columbia University scientists patented a method for introducing foreign DNA into cells. And by the time test patents died off in 2000, they had made $790 million in revenue. Well, money answers all things. Okay, so here is a quote from the International Summit on Human Genome Editing, Hong Kong Conference, November 2018. They said, the scientific understanding and technical requirements for clinical practice remain too uncertain and the risk too great to permit clinical trials for germ editing or pathogen editing. It is time to define the rigorous and responsibilities of translational pathways towards oversight on trials, end of quote. Well, they've been clamoring, the righteous scientists that are, you know, erring on the side of caution, they've been clamoring for some oversight and some regulations, you know, with some teeth to them when people refuse to, you know, go by them, but nothing's being done. So altering human DNA is a tricky thing. So we hear from experts that there is really no gene editing on humans. However, injecting RNA vaccines into humans does bind to the genetic DNA and alters it. So it's gene editing by syringe. Here is the Francis Collins, MD, National Institute of Health. Gene editing offers great promise and equally great peril. And Greg Bio, PhD professor of bioengineering, Rice University, Houston, says, until we know the full consequences of gene editing, it would be a huge mistake to use it, modify it, in any gene line. The unwanted edits could lead to long-term changes in the human genome, end of quote. And David Baltimore, genetic researcher at MIT, says, being able to decrypt and reorder genes, essentially having godlike power, and plug genes in from one living thing to another, if used wisely, could offer the potential to save lives. If such knowledge slips out of control, it suggests areas that need to be declared off limits, end of quote. Well, I don't, it's like if you've got policies and guidelines, scientists are looking at that as a suggestion. Okay. So we know that they're out there that kind of cross that line in the sand. So we know man is creating its own diseases. Man is making more diseases, making more vaccines, and making more deadly forms of disease, and making vaccines that can, well, disable immune systems. Bad combination. So scientific medicine kind of has lost sight of first, do no harm. Science defends its actions, saying it will learn more about diseases to better protect us from disease, and any risk is worth it. Well, time will testify against these people in the end, and I prefer to support my natural immune system and protect it with natural nutritional elements, whole foods, and your medicinal herbs. God says is here to serve man and heal the nations. So if you're looking for some immune support, metabolic support, check out thepowerherbs.com. They specialize in that. And you can give them a call toll-free and ask for their free catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're international, the number is 828-469-5972. So we have a lot of people, Frank, over in the European Union, they can't get what we have here. So they're using a loophole in the import rules and regs, and they're importing under $2,000 directly to themselves, so they have stuff. Smart. Very smart. Yes, you don't want to let your regulators, your legislators, the governing bodies, to restrict your availability of your medicinal plants. To do so, you'll end up like European Union. They got nothing. Or they got to go to the doctor to get a prescription for echinacea root or calendula or your dandelion. You know, when you have it regulated that strongly, it's costing more. They turn it into a drug, essentially, and only certain people can control it. And only certain people can afford it. So, all right. Yes, I'm off my soapbox, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about, we have a few minutes, so we're going to talk about oral health here. I've been asked this question, where do metal fillings that they put in your mouth come from? Well, it's nothing new, really. The first recorded silver paste fillings were used in China in 659 AD. So before most metal fillings were even used, dentists used stone, resin, cork, gum, lead, and gold leaf to help restore teeth. But gold is kind of soft, so it didn't last long. So the amalgam fillings, the silver fillings that you're familiar with, well, they got started in 1603. It was a German dentist, Tobias Krellis. He created metafillins by mixing copper sulfide with strong acids and then adding mercury and bringing it to a boil and then pouring that into the tooth. Oh, good. That had hurt. So the French actually preferred to use liquid minerals and poured it into the teeth, which made a type of cement. And then later, the French would use, well, they added mercury to the mixture. And then by 1826, this became known as your father of amalgam fillings. Yeah, so that was where the heavy metals came in. So in the 1840s, silver, tin, lead, and other alloy substances made up the amalgam filling. Now, in the United States, your dental textbooks call amalgam the most pernicious material that has ever been employed for filling teeth. So in 1843, the American Society for Dental Surgeons, the only U.S. dental association that at the time, they stated that using these type of fillings was malpractice, and its members were banned from using it. Now, by 1844, most fillings being done in New York were the amalgam because it was easier to apply, it was cheaper, less painful for the patient. And prior to this, the only options dentists gave their patients were to have the tooth removed or have hot gold hammered into the tooth. Oof. Now, the American Society for Dental Surgeons had to go along with the amalgam fillings to get along, go along to get along kind of thing. And by 1859, the American Dental Association was founded, and over the next 50 years, several different metal combinations were used. Now, the mercury ratio in your aluminum fillings was modified in 1959, changing the amount of mercury from 8.5 to 1.1. Now, 1963, a copper dispersion alloy was added, but this did really not stop the corrosion, and then they added the tin, creating more current gamma 2 phase aluminum fillings. So, yeah, your mouth's a battery if you got any of these in there. And, you know, people want to remove them and have those nice white type of fillings put in, which don't really wear as long as the metal fillings, but and there was a time where the dentist insurance was not covering the white fillings because they didn't last as long and the insurance didn't want to pay. But if you're having your metal fillings removed, you got to have it done by a dentist who is experienced in doing that. So, because when they're kind of drilling all that stuff out, it kind of gets dispersed into the air. And they're supposed to put this bladder around the back of your throat, so all that metal that goes up into the air doesn't go into the back of your throat and then get into your blood system. Yeah, there's a way of doing it. Make sure you get the right guy. Now, studies done by scientists and researchers outside the FDA and the ADA, such as one done by Fredenberg University in 2005, they found that the mercury from your dental aluminum fillings are responsible for neurobehavioral changes, autoimmune system issues, oxidative tissue stress, autism, skin and mucosa alterations, and possible contributions to Alzheimer's disease and multiple sclerosis. So how can they make such a claim? Well, they tested their research by removing the mercury-riddled dental filling in patients, and there was a permanent improvement of these various chronic conditions. Another study in Sweden and Germany in 1997 found that 23% of patients with mercury fillings tested positive for systemic allergic sensitivity to inorganic mercury. Well, and then they've got mercury in vaccines. How do you suppose that works, right? Now, this group of patients that suffered from symptoms similar to chronic fatigue syndrome, what they called, you know, allergic sensitivity to the mercury, they had the mercury fillings removed and replaced with metal-free ceramics and reported a 78% improvement in overall health. And this is, and other kind of research confirms, the allergy sensitivity showed up in the National Institute of Health paper, 2001 survey, 31,000 Americans by the U.S. National Health and Nutrition, was published in the National Center for Health Statistics, and they found that dental fillings correlated with, get this, cancer, thyroid disease, mental health problems, multiple sclerosis, and other nervous system disorders, urinary system disorders, vision problems, circulation, and respiratory conditions. So this and other research prompted a product warning from the FDA that, you know, pregnant women and children should use caution with the mercury fillings. And funny that mercury is also included also in your childhood vaccines, and now they are vaccinating pregnant women with it. So do dentists tell women that mercury accumulates in the body and damages hormones, enzymes, adrenal and pituitary glands, brain and nervous systems of the human body? I don't think they do. I don't think they do. So the WHO in 2003 did publish an official list of conditions from mercury toxicity. So in the report, it estimated that the aluminum metal fillings exposed the patient to 1 to 12.5 units of mercury per day, an average of 5 units of exposure. So gum chewing and tooth grinding enhances the risk. They also found that the mercury fillings in people with multiple sclerosis altered their red blood cells, their hemoglobin, their T cells, their immunity, essentially, and toxic levels of mercury were found in their hair. Okay. So So mercury affects your immune system T cells, your defense. So, and it's in vaccines. So you may have really heard that, you know, these dissimilar metals like gold, mercury, silver, nickel, and tin, if they're in the mouth, they react to your saliva and they cause an electrical charge on the filling, creating a battery effect. Continuous exposure to this will stress the endocrine glands and depresses the immune function. So different companies make different albumin composites. Some manufacturers use a primary component of ground glass with quartz and fillers and other additives. And these fillings, these composites are cured to the tooth with either chemicals or a light. You ever see them hold that blue light up to your mouth? That's what they're doing there. So, you know, be careful if you want to take the toxicity out of your teeth. So most dentists now are opting to use the white fillings, basically for the aesthetics, but also for less toxicity. So the trade-off is that the less toxic fillings don't wear as well. You know, you have to replace them sooner. So if you're looking for, you know, toxin removal, heavy metals, radioactive particles, and things like that, you definitely can use the bowel cleanse. The folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have a nice bowel cleanse that draws these heavy metals because they do migrate to the bowel. That's where they usually end up. The body's trying to get rid of them, but they can lodge in the colon tissue. So you want to do your organ cleansing, your bowel cleansing probably twice annually is a good bet. You can cleanse as often as every 3 months, but most people fit it in twice a year. So it's a gentle and effective cleanse. You can still carry on your normal routine, so it's not going to make you stay near a bathroom or anything. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call if you are interested in that. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address. If you're outside the U.S., it's 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless because you're taking the power back, aren't you? That's right. And you're standing on God's promise. The herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. So you'll find these wonderful snippets of encouragement to use the medicinal herbs from God in the Holy Scriptures in Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30, Psalms 104, verse 14. Hebrews in chapter 6, verse 7, and Revelations chapter 22, verse 2. So all through the Bible, we're encouraged. All these herbs right under our noses. It's like the world's best-kept secret. I think it's about time we took the power back and we trusted in the Lord. Yep, and don't forget, the folks at Apothecary Herbs are having their spring sale, and you'll save 25% on orders of $60 or more now through the 25th. So you can order over the phone, on the website, or through the mail, and use coupon code 23SPRING to get the discount. Give them a call if you have questions at 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Well, I'm out of time. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.